Hello everybody and welcome to another episode of Small Talk with Zenith Ololade. And you know, you guys missed me for 2 weeks and I have to like officially apologize. I'm really sorry. Well, I've been very busy. My church, we had our conference, Kingdom Life 2022, Exceeding Glory 2, but like it took out a lot of time in me. Like last week, that was the program week. It was throughout the entire week, Sunday to Sunday. I was exhausted, singing back to back, always dancing. You know, I'm always going to come with the vibe. Then the concert, the Radical Worship Concert Zama on Friday. Oof, that took out all my energy. Every year, there's one thing that's always annoying. Every year when Nathan Mbassi comes up that stage, that's when the real sleep is always going to attack me, and I just will go like I've gone. And I think this year really made me understand how I can manage my energy, because the first two was a bit more worshipy, I guess. Then when it went to the praise, I gave it everything. So this year, the first two were people that I really enjoy, Tony Chris and Joe Smart, and I really like them. And so I was giving it. I was like, whoa, we turn it up. Oh, Jesus. I did all that. Come on, say energy. After that, was Sister Lillian, that I also really love. And as I was worshiping God, I noticed that I was dozing. I was like, what's happening here? My legs were sweating. Because I wore like this very lightweight cargo pants. I didn't want, because I don't know why everybody thought that Zama would be cold. Like all my friends were like, ah, so what you are wearing? Cold to catch. I'm like, what's going on here? It's a concert. You're gonna sweat. Like I wore this singlet type of thing that like my side profiles were showing. Did I say side profiles? What they call that thing? The side of my body shell were showing. It was like just like a knot that was holding that thing together. But it was so lightweight. Like I can breathe in it. Then my cargo pants were so lightweight also. Then I wore like Air Jordan smoke grays, so it was very comfortable. Everybody else were wearing jeans, carrying sweat. I'm like, oof, this one's want to die. Anyhow, can't be me. But I was sweating on my leg, like I could see the patches of sweat on my leg. That's beside the point. I've learned that I should not pour everything to the beginning of the program, because I made sure to sleep and rest and relax and eat enough so that I won't sleep. Because I really loved the lineup this year. It was Sounds of Africa. So anyhow, next year I've learned my lesson, because it's like an overnight something. Who am I? Who do I think I am to pour my energy? Anyhow, that's beside the point. So that's why I've not been online. That's why I've not been posting. I had content I'm supposed to drop. I promise you, I already had my guest, but my voice was cracked. I could not record any. If I record anything for you guys just shout on me that what kind of content is this. Anyways, this podcast episode is just for me to like give you guys a rundown my GT Fashion Weekend experience. Yes, I went for GT Fashion Weekend, and this was my first time going for a fashion event, period. Like, this is my first fashion event. Like, it's not that I've gone for any other one before. So GT Fashion Weekend was my first, and I really wanted it to be like really special to me. I didn't want to just go there and just stay for 2 hours or an hour and just go back home. I actually wanted to enjoy it, but like the constraints were too much. This fashion event wants to end by 11. Hello, I still live with my mommy and my daddy. How will you be ending by 11? Anyhow, I said no, I'll try. So if I started off with like planning the look, what I planned like previously, I could have done it, but I didn't have the shoes that will go with it, and shoes are like way expensive. Hi, hello. I was saying 30-35. I'm like, oof. I go, where do I wear gift for house? So I completely changed my look. I said the first day I'm going to look very casual. I was supposed to go for the second day. I already had my look planned. The second day was supposed to be like full on out. I was supposed to wear like a more regal top that's like the sleeves extend to my knuckles. It has ruffles at the front. It's satin material. I was going to wear brown pants that had a slit at the sides. I was going to wear like a black cape. And my black dress shoes. I was supposed to look all good and nice, you understand? But I didn't go because I didn't feel like going. Anyhow, I'll explain that. So let me start with planning the look. So I didn't. I planned to wear like a tank top with baggy jeans and my Air Jordans. and I was going to full on out accessorize it. Like, I wore complete 10 rings. For the first time, I wore a earring. Yes, I wore a earring. Then I wore beads from my store, Black Orbs. They were really cute. Like, I took time to create that. Then what else? I did, like, I bleached, not really bleached my eyebrows. I did the fake bleaching of eyebrows. I used concealer to just coat the eyebrows to make it look as if it's bleached. Give it that blonde effect. I did that, and I would say I gave. So I think going to the event was, let me say one thing, from mainland to island is not cheap. Anyhow, I didn't want to talk about the money aspect because I'll just cry on this podcast. Getting there, I first went to my friend's house, his uncle's place actually. We got dressed and everything. I think my friend was wearing like this leopard abi cheetah, I don't know, one animal print beret and a white top and some, is it brown or orange? I don't know. I think it was brown pants. I really can't remember. All those chinos and cotton color pants. Yes, that's what he wore. And he carried an orange purse, and he was giving. I styled my friend, by the way. Purr, big purr to me. Oh my God, Jesus Christ. Anyhow, I did that. We got to the event. When we got there, it was looking, I won't lie, I'm not gonna lie, it was first looking boring and weird and confusing. Like, I was like, where is the masterclass holding? I think we got there around like 4. Yeah, we got there around like 4. Where's the masterclass holding? There's like 1,000,001 people here. There are weird people here, where they are wearing slippers. What's going on here? I thought it was GT Fashion Weekend, because according to last 3 years, the looks I saw, because that was the last time, right? Last 3 years, 2019 was the last time GT Fashion Week, like, did something. And I was like, oh my God, these people are giving. That's why I was so excited to come this year. And that's why I didn't even plan, because I didn't expect it. 2020 skipped, 2021 skipped, 2022 I thought it would skip it as well. Only for me to see beginning of October, GT Fashion Weekend is coming. I'm like, there's no time for me to save up money to actually buy things I want to wear. But anyhow, I shall slid. Anyhow, so getting there, it was looking very boring. I said, let's enter like the building itself. Maybe that's where the masterclass is holding. But lo and behold, they were like more like it was like a fair, like a trade fair. People were selling stuff. And my friend saw one of his friends, introduced me and everything. And we were talking about the prices of the things at this fair. Jesus Christ. Jackets 30,000. Chiffon jackets 30,000. Let me relax. We're seeing things that I was like, what? And funny enough, I would see people carrying bags like they were buying. I was like, Lagos has money. Are you whining me? Like, are you freaking whining me? See the way people are buying for certain chiffon jackets with 30k. Only girls know how jeans will cost, or like more fashionable items will cost. So I didn't even want to bother. We're just walking around. We're very confused human beings. I'm not even going to lie. We're very confused. We came outside, we saw more people that we knew. We're like, oh my God, hi, hello, you know, the usual greetings and everything. It was very cringy at first because I didn't know them as well. It's just all this online stuff. I saw that person online, greeted. Then I saw this lady. She looked so nice. Although my friends didn't think that she gave, but she looked so nice. Like, I loved her confidence and everything. And I think I was looking for her, I didn't see her. I finally attended a masterclass that we found, Toussaint King. I don't know how to pronounce his name. Toussaint, Toy Saints, Kinge. Anyhow, it was teaching us on how to like make a sustainable footwear brand, how to style your footwear and all that stuff. I was not into it, I'm not going to lie. I was fed up with the class. Because me and shoes, I love shoes, don't get me wrong. I love shoes. Like, definitely, if I'm English, if I should have like another room in my house where it's going to be like clothing items, it's not going to be clothes that are going to be there. It's going to be filled up with shoes, because I love shoes so much. And obviously another one for clothes, because I love clothes, but I love shoes. So I was thinking it's going to give, but it was teaching us how to make a footwear brand, and I'm like, I don't want to have a footwear brand. I need to leave, but I couldn't leave because I was sitting like really front. If I leave, it will, I don't know, anxiety or whatever I call it, I could not shall leave. So what was I saying before? Anyhow, after the masterclass, we stepped out. I saw these photographers. That's when the eating up started. They started eating me and my friend up. They were like, can we take a picture? I'm like, and I went to the do for a year, because my misconception coming into these fashion is that, okay, there are going to be lots of photographers, and for them to take pictures of you, you're going to pay to get your pictures for starters. You're going to pay for them to even click the camera on you. Little did I know that they are the ones that are going to rush you, like taking pictures of you, left, right, middle, center. That's if you actually give. They won't take pictures of people that are wearing slippers. Sorry, no offense. But don't wear slippers to cheat fashion week. So rude. Anyhow, they did that. There was something I was saying before I started this masterclass. Oh, yes. Oh, no. I can't remember. Moving on. If you forgive me. We shall moved. Then we went outside. Then we saw more people that we knew. And I was getting more comfortable. Like, finally, more people that I knew. Then one of my friends was coming. Triumph wore slippers. But to his defense, what he planned to wear did not come out as how he had thought. So he just came because I actually told him to come. Like you guys know, I do not have an iPhone. I do not have a good phone for pictures. And I was not about to let my fashion, it was not really fashion, but what I was wearing to go to waste. Like a OG's fashion weekend. So he had an iPhone. I told him to come. He came. Although his face made up for everything because Triumph is just that fine. Anyhow, he took me pictures. I was so happy with the pictures. After taking the pictures, it was during when he was taking the pictures that photographers started rushing me. Like, I'm not kidding. I was wearing tank top and baggy jeans. There was no reason for these people to be pushing me the way they're pushing me. I was like, oh my God, Triumph, take a slow-mo video of me walking. Because I know how to walk as a model. Thank you very much. It's not easy, big part to me. As I was walking, I think people were like disturbing or like just destroying the video. And as I was about to stop videoing, I just looked left and I saw there was like a big camera on my leg. And the person was like, continue walking. I'm like, continue walking where? And I just continued walking. And these people were following with camera. For another person followed me, I was like, superstar. I was still like feeling I was confused. So I was still talking. So I think my friends were like, don't talk and just literally feel it. And I was feeling that it was like walking. And little then, that was calling attention. I repeat, I was wearing singlet, not even tank top, singlet and baggy jeans. There was no reason. I started calling attention. I was walking. They were taking pictures and everything and videos. I was so happy. Like, for someone that has like anxiety issues in public spaces, I was like, wow. This really cured everything. I don't get any anxiety anymore. I was walking, I was feeling myself. I actually felt like the main character for like 5 minutes in my life. Then I think when everything stopped, I said, no, I actually want like a video of me walking that my friend should video. And yet again, people disturbed that video. I don't know, this fashion week is like 1,001 people there. Like, why are we so much there? Like, don't you guys have homes? Anyhow, there was so much. So I couldn't get my personal video then. I think this Vox Box. And there are those people that student interview. I can't remember. I know it's Vox something. Hey, mass communication students. Anyhow, they stopped me. They asked me some questions. I'm not going to lie. No shades to anybody, but those questions were terrible. I'm sorry. Their production crew should go. If they are listening, and obviously they can't listen to this, they do not know me. But like if anybody knows them or like something, or if you know you have a Vox that thing, you do interviews, like, make your questions better. I think they first started with, are you a model? No, they first said, what did they first say? Oh, my name is blah blah blah. I can't remember his name. And I kept quiet because I was expecting him to say, my name is blah 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 blah. What's your name? And I didn't hear the what's your name. Like, he didn't say it. And he just put the camera, the microphone on my face. And I was like, mm-hmm. Like, oh, my name is Zenith. I'm like, this is already weird. Like, the video is not going to come out nice. So I already lost hope. They said, am I a model? I said, no, I'm not a model. That this is just me. It's just me being a creative. Just me making looks and feeling myself no matter where I am. Like, that's just one thing I just want to be. Like, I just want to feel myself. And he said, oh, he understands. He completely understands. He said, well, so what do I love about modeling? I'm like, I just told him I'm not a model. Why? I said, anyhow, modeling is nice. That was all. It was like, oh. Like, his questions were trashy. Then it went to, like, what's my favorite color? At that point, I was over it. Like, I was so over it. Like, these questions, what is this? and I just said one random criteria, I said blue. When my favorite color doesn't actually exist, I like a color family. That's the grayscale. That's black, white, silver, gray, obviously. Like white, everything in that family. That's what I love. But I didn't think of it immediately because I was tired. I was already like, what's this? So I said blue. And I'm not really like a big fan of blue. Then he said, tell me three things that are in the family of blue. I'm like, what the fuck is family of blue? And I just said, I first started with turquoise. Then my head clicked that turquoise is a shade of blue. Like turquoise, cobalt, I don't know, navy. That those are the three things that came to my head immediately. But they are shades of blue. So I rephrased the question and I'm like, do you mean shades of family of blue? Because what the fuck is family of blue? I didn't say what the fuck was family of blue, but it was like immense family, not shades. I'm like, God, I beg. Then I said purple, pink. I do not know again. And I was like, all right then, thank you. I'm like, wow, what a shitty interview. This interview was shitty. Like, I'm sorry if like I repeat, if anybody knows them or they are listening by chance, but this world is very small to shock you. And please, you guys should. Like, hello, how are you doing? Tell us about your look today. Like, what was the thought process behind it? Blah, 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 blah. What do you do for a living? Basic questions. Like, oh, you're a fashion enthusiast. Oh, what do you do in the fashion industry? Oh, I make these, I make that. Oh my God, it's so lovely to see you. And by the way, your outfit looks really nice. I'm like, oh, you too, you look really nice. Like, fashion forward question. Not what's your favorite color. Like, that sounds so primary school-ish. I'm sorry, I'm getting angry. But I was very pissed. I was like, I literally told him, I was like, if I see this video and it turns out to be comedy, I'm going to hunt you down. Because one of my friends today asked him, apparently when they asked him, he said his favorite color was red. And you know, that's really easy to find families of red that are actually not shades. Like, I don't know what's a family of blue. Like, does blue have family apart from shades? Anyhow, red, you could say wine, you could say oxblood, you could say burgundy. Like, those are actually like family. Should I say family? There's blue under shades, I'm not gonna lie. But anyhow, Sha, that happened. Then it was getting really late. Then everybody at the fashion event, we're all confused, not just me, that we registered for the like runway event, but nobody got a confirmation email. We all got a confirmation emails for the masterclass, so we're expecting confirmation email for the runways. And they said that when the runway like registration gets closed, that's when they'll send it. We're all there by like 6:30 because it was going to start by 7. We're like, not 6:30, 6, because the sun has not set. God, what's wrong with my English today? The sun had not set by that time. So we're all confused. Then we saw like a huge ass line of people entering the runway, like event place. I just told my friends, hello, enter that line. If they push us, they push us. As we entered the line, we literally entered, like just entered nothing, not like nothing. They didn't ask for anything. I was like, so why stress yourself to register? Because a friend of mine literally did not come because she did not receive the confirmation email a day to JIT Fashion Week. She does not like insults. She didn't register for masterclass. She registered for fashion events. Make she no go come by 7. Start the girls by 7:30 because they no agree. Make she come enter. Anyhow, she didn't want that, so she didn't come. So I was like, what's the use of this? Even Triumph, they wanted to go home. I was like, just follow us. Nobody has received this email. He entered. He didn't register, but he entered. I was like, come on. Production team for JIT Fashion Week, nah, you guys should have like sent those emails out the moment you register. You don't have to wait for it to close before. If anybody registers after it has closed, you send them a confirmation email that unfortunately, yes, let them cry in their houses why they registered late. I do not know. That's just it. Because when it came outside, my friend sent it to me immediately. I registered because I knew that this kind of thing could happen. Anyhow, we watched the event, and I'm not gonna lie, that has to be one of the best. What am I saying is the best? It's the first one I've ever seen. But like, I've seen so many like on TV, because like I said, fashion enthusiast, yeah, I really like fashion. But like, nothing was tickling me. But that event, I don't know, maybe because it was live. Like, Fruche did so well. Idema Paris, like Studio 189, I don't, like they were so good. I think Studio 189, their models did not work. They danced. And they were like very African fashion forward. I loved it. It was like everything. Like, which other designer? Like, doing a lot, but I couldn't watch everything. Like, Dapper Dan. Like, nah, it was so good. I'm not even going to lie. but I couldn't watch everything. And G's Fashion Week shared Cold Stone. No, the first time there was popcorn. I thought it was only going to be popcorn. I opened popcorn, I started to get chopped. The popcorn tasted so nice. Well, it was a bit hard. I don't think some were like completely done, but they tasted nice. Like, it was very coated. It was very coated. It was coated well with butter and sugar, so they tasted really sweet. Then suddenly I started seeing cashew nuts. I'm like, cashew nuts. Cashew is expensive. And it was like not small, like maybe 10 pieces, like a lot of cashew nuts. Like the bag, you know, these Ziploc bags. I don't know how to give you guys a visual interpretation. Okay, you guys know Capri Sun. Just imagine what's happening. Just imagine like Capri Sun bag a little bit bigger, like just a little, exactly like that. That's how it looked. It was like a lot. Then suddenly I started seeing Cold Stone. At first they didn't want to give us the Cold Stone. The lady passed, she said she wants to give the Cold Stone to people that didn't get ice cream or anything. I said, auntie, and sorry that I didn't get popcorn. I was like, auntie, look at your back, they're still sharing popcorn. They're like a lot of popcorns, it will reach. She passed us, she didn't want to say anything. I shook my hand inside that basket, collect my coat. I'm like, you are whining me. Coat stone will pass me by. As I did it, everybody on my seats to copy it. I said, no, you people should be doing. I'm a fairy godmother, I am beautiful. Please, most of us come from the island, we are trenches. Dip your hand inside that coat stone. They didn't even give us spoon. I started licking it. You can't wind me. Somebody was using the cover. No, Rema, my friend, was using the cover to eat it. Suddenly, when they gave us the spoon, we're already halfway through the ice cream. Anyhow, it was really nice. Then I had to go home. Like, I think around 10 was when I left. I couldn't wait till 11 because I was already getting scared. I was not going home. But then, I don't like night worker. Like, you guys might not believe, but I really do not like night worker. So it was weird for me. I was like, I have to go home. So we entered our Uber. I got to my friend's uncle's place back again. That's why my transportation was so freaking expensive. And I took so much time. I went to his house back again to go and take my stuff because I can't be carrying loads to G's Fashion Week. Iyama. I carried my load. After carrying my load, I started going to the mainland. I went to Shomolu. The money I spent. When I got to one place, I even used bus at one point because I was seeing 6,000 on Uber. I'm like, I entered bus. When I got to like Charlie Boy was empty. Like, it was empty. And I literally had to order like another ride again to take me to where I'm going to. And they surge by 11:30. What? God, I beg. That going back home was not nice. I'm not going to lie. That was what even stopped me from going the next day because I already exhausted everything I had in my pocket. Like everything. It's like I spent. Let me not even talk about it. Anyhow, G's Fashion Week was really nice. I'm not going to lie. Like, I actually enjoyed myself. Like, it actually made sense to me. The second day, let me quickly talk about the looks I saw. People really actually turned it. I'm not going to lie. Like, I think I saw Success Carter, I saw TJ Sue. I saw a lot of influencers basically, but those are like one of my TJS was one of my favorites. I didn't even know he came for it because I was looking and I didn't see him. I know he comes for this kind of things. And I was checking my Instagram and I saw him posting his look. He didn't post it, he didn't take the pictures like at G's Fashion Week, which was very smart because that place was freaking crowded. Like, you couldn't take a clear picture of yourself. Then I came outside to go and buy something during the show and I just saw TJS. I'm like, because I really love TJ Su. Most like his fashion sense, his style, I really love it. But I couldn't say hi because I was very shy. Rhymes. I couldn't say hi because I was very shy. I can't think of another thing that rhymes with it. Anyhow, I saw a lot of people that really turned. There was this lady that wore like this orange ruffles. That's one thing I'm going to do next year. Wear bright colors because she stood out with these green heels. Orange ruffles, big gown. I'm like, what? This lady is serving, she's eating. She really did the damn thing. There were other people that did so well. Well, like, I think one of my like ogas, my mentors, should I say, not really a mentor, but like someone of the people I look up to, Daniel Nimesi, he was at the event, but he didn't stay long. He was pissed. He attended with his girlfriend and basically he wore like an Adire kind of thing. And as he got there, almost half of the people there were wearing Adire. It was like, what's this? Why am I? Like, there was no diversity of materials, fashion, like, style. Everybody was basically wearing the same thing. It's either if you're wearing something really big or something really small. And I feel like that fashion silhouette and fashion needs to stop. Like, everybody wants to wear things that are big, like, that are boom, boom, boom. Like, big boots, Bottega Veneta. You want to wear Mugler. You want to just, or you either want to open your entire skin. Like, show everything. You don't have to do that for you to make a statement in fashion. Obviously, that looks nice. I'm not going to take away from the fact that wearing big things make you stand out and bright colors make you stand out. But it's not every time that makes you like the it, like the IT person. IT person, that no, the it person. Because it was like everybody was wearing the same thing. That's one thing that's like one of the effects of that kind of stuff. Everybody tends to now wear the same thing because that same silhouette everybody wants to do. So he got pissed, he left. Filmas was literally next to it. He went to and watch a movie. I didn't even know he came. It was after I was like, ah, why did you go on time? Well, now I started explaining. I'm like, I'm not gonna lie, I saw a lot of Adire. I saw a lot of Ashoke. I'm not gonna lie, the first Ashoke I saw, I really appreciated it because I was like, Ashoke shorts with like this very cute structured top and boots. I was like, oh my god, this looks so nice, Ashoke. Before I know, I started seeing like 10 Ashokes. I'm like, ah, suddenly Ashoke doesn't look nice anymore. Because the moment I saw them, I'm like, oh my, I'm going to do this because I have Ashokes at home. After like a few hours, I'm like, nah, Ashoke can stay in his own lane because it's no more even conventional because everybody has done it. But like, yeah, the experience was really nice. I'm not going to trade it for anything. Even though that happened, it was still really nice. Some people actually did the damn thing. So this was my idea. This is my idea for next year, GC Fashion Week. I want to start planning from February and I want to carry you guys along. So yeah, I want, if you want to attend next year and you know you're going to be available, I want you guys to text me on Instagram, Zentololade. Now this is going to work. From February, I'm going to open an Instagram group chat. Please, I want it to be on Instagram for the sake of the people that I might not give my number or they will not give me their numbers. So let's just do it on Instagram. Even though you know me personally and you know for a fact that I'm going to attend GT Fashion next year, please text me on Instagram or tell me on WhatsApp. Then I'll look for you. I definitely will have your Instagram if you have your phone number. Then I'll add you to the group chats. It's going to work like this. February, we're going to try and get to know each other. I'm not trying to force anybody to know each other. Like, everybody can have their solitude and their personal space. Just introduce. Hi, everybody. You don't have to see your name. Just say hi, everybody. Then from like March, we're going to start sending, like, flooding that place with looks, like ideas. Then January, February, March, April, May. From like May, we have our mood boards, like our complete mood boards of what we want for the 2 days of GT Fashion Week. That same time that same time when we like show off our mood boards, we're going to start saving money. For those of you that are sugar mommies and sugar daddies, maybe you don't need to save money, but anyhow, you start saving money, we'll do like a piggy vest, whatever, like cost everything we might wear and add like extra money, because you know by that time we don't know what Nigeria will turn into. Maybe it's become more expensive, or maybe Peter Obi will actually enter seats and everything become better. I do not know, but just save extra just in case we do all that. Then you're not just saving extra. As you are saving, if you get a significant amount, you buy some things. Maybe you buy your footwears, you buy your jewelries. And one thing is going to help with is networking. So if somebody there sells shoes, you can tell us the shoes you have. We can patronize you. If you sell jewelry, nobody there will sell jewelry except for me, obviously. If you sell jewelry, go and sell it to another place. I don't care. It's me that swear. It's me that will sell the jewelry. That's that. If you make outfits and you're really good, we can give you our materials to make. If you sell clothes for those that want their own to be like ready-made, we can buy from you. If you sell anything, glasses, caps, like, I want this community to be really big so that we go all out. We don't have to go together, but I want us to plan together. And when we see each other at this Fashion Week, while like recognizing each other, that, oh, I recognize that mood board. Oh my god, your outfit came out so nice. We hug, we greet, everything. But it's going to be a community of like fashion enthusiasts. And even apart from GT Fashion, we can plan other events together. We can, you know, do things together. We can roll Lagos together, if possible. Self, I don't know. No, that is going too far.
let me not say what I had in mind, but like, you know, everything take it by storm. And you know, nobody, like, Rome was not built in one day, it was not built alone. There were like a community. Dubai was not built alone, there was a community. So I really want us to do this. Like I said, I'm not pressuring us to know each other, I'm not pressuring us to go for the event together, but like the planning and the process of everything, I want it to be together. So just text me. I'm going to send the rundown of how everything's going to go, when we're going to send our looks, when we're going to do our mood board, when we're going to like start making the outfit. So we know that by October, everything is ready. By November, we're taking Lagos by storm. Like, we're going to serve them. And we know that probably, if anybody's even a photographer that even wants to join this journey, like, you take us pictures, exclusive pictures, because looking for your pictures after JIT Fashion Week is hell. You have to look for the photographer that took your pictures. I can't find any of mine. Okay, I found like two photographers that took my picture, and I texted them and they sent me my pictures. But like, it's really hard. Anyhow, that's what I have in mind. Please, if you want to join this journey, remember, text me on Instagram. And this is also going to follow with my credits. My Instagram is zenitholade, ZENITHOLOLADE. I deleted my Twitter because I got tired, but I don't have Twitter. You can follow me on TikTok at brother.zenith. That's BROTHER. Dots, like full stop, then Zenith, ZENITH. Then you can follow me on Snapchat as well. That is the same thing. I think it's Brother Zenith as well. You can follow me on Clubhouse. That's Zenith.Ololade. That's ZENITH. Dots, like full stop, OLOLADE. Please follow Small Talk on Instagram. Small Talk by Dot Zenith. That's SMALLTALK. BY full stop ZENITH. My business account is going to be open from January. We're going to like put a lot of things. Black Ops is no longer a jewelry brand. Black Ops is now a fashion brand. We're going to be having items like clothing, jewelries, conventional things like durags, belts. We're going to be having shoelaces. I have a lot of ideas for that. So please check that. We're not going to have a website immediately because creating websites are very expensive, and we're like an indie brand. I have no supporters, I have no sponsors. This is, everything's coming from my money and my pockets, and I do not have 300k to create a website. But I am open to sponsors, I'm open to support. If you want to support me, text me on my Instagram, ZENITHOLOLADE, Zenitholade. Just find this, you see me, text me there. Well, I want to support you with, I don't know, 1 million naira. I'll support you with 10,000 naira, whatever it is you want to support me with. I'm going to appreciate. Well, I want to support you with like, I don't know, paying for somebody to do your website. I'll support you with creating your graphic designs. Whatever way you can support, you can support. I will 100% appreciate it. But it's going to launch officially in January. But from January, before January reaches, you can still text me to get your stuff custom made. I've done that like a lot. I've done a lot of custom like stuff. People just text me, oh, I want to buy this and that. They don't see any pictures, but they trust me that well. And I promise you, you can trust me. Then I've also added something else. You can buy caps from me, specifically Zara caps. I did like a contract during my church convention, and it was very lovely. It came out really nice. I'm really proud of it. I think I did like 15 or like 14, and they loved it. Anyhow, thank you guys for listening to Small Talk once again. I'm sorry that this episode was like a letdown episode. It's not really letdown, but like, it was like a single episode of just my voice. Well, I just wanted to just like share that experience of JIT Fashion with you guys. Next week, we're going to be having a guest, and we're going to resume with all our comedy interviews. I hope you guys enjoy. Please stay tuned. I beg you, please stay tuned. Small Talk has a lot more coming for it. I think this is goodbye. Bye.